Despite its recall fiasco, GM posts decent earnings. Honda cuts executive pay over recalls, and Ford is democratizing safety technology. All that and much more coming up on AutoLine Daily.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
Welcome to AutoLine Daily for Thursday, October 23. Hey, here's something you rarely see in the corporate world. Executives being held accountable for poor results. Honda announced that its president and CEO, Takanobu Ito, and 12 other execs are going to be hit with a pay cut because the Fit Hybrid was recalled five times this year. Over the next 3 months, Ito will take a 20% pay cut, while the others are getting 10% of their salaries docked. And now there's a way to show the world that you are serious about preventing recalls. The LA Auto Show is less than a month away, so that means automakers are starting to tease what they will reveal at the show. Scion released these images of a concept called the iM. Not surprisingly, the company didn't share any details about the car, but as you can tell from these front-end shots, it will be what they call sporty. Spain has been hit hard by the recession in Europe, but maybe this is a sign that things are finally starting to turn around. Wards reports that sales last month shot up 25%, hitting 66,000 units. Volkswagen is the number one brand in the country, capturing 18% of the market. And through the first 9 months of the year, car sales in Spain are up nearly 20%. And that is a really good sign. General Motors posted its third quarter earnings this morning. And despite all those recall problems, the numbers look pretty decent. GM sold 2.4 million vehicles worldwide, up 2.5%, but its revenue barely budged, up only 0.7%, suggesting that the company did a lot of discounting to boost its sales. Its operating profit was exactly the same as a year ago, $2.2 billion, but it doubled its net profit to $1.4 billion. GM broke even in South America, a region that's given everyone headaches, but it lost another $400 million in Europe. Hey, don't go away. Coming up next, Daimler made a lot of money in the last 3 months. Hyundai did not. Ford is democratizing safety technology. And we take a look at a cool electric scooter.
There's so much to love about Bridgestone's Dueler tires. The amazing traction, the quiet, comfortable ride. And they're really tough. It's like loving three tires in one.
We just showed you how GM posted pretty good numbers, but nothing like Daimler. The parent company of Mercedes-Benz posted spectacular numbers. Sales grew 7% to 637,000 cars, trucks, and buses. Revenue climbed 10% to nearly $42 billion. Its operating profit, or earnings before income taxes, shot up 67% to almost $4.7 billion, and the bottom line jumped 49% to $3.5 billion. So even though I said the GM numbers look decent, Daimler's numbers show how far GM has got to go. Even though GM sold 1.7 million more vehicles than Daimler, the German company made $2 billion more in profits. Meanwhile, in Korea, Hyundai just completed a very difficult quarter. Sales came in at 1.1 million vehicles worldwide, and revenue increased by 2.2%. However, the company's operating profit dropped 18%, and its net profit plummeted 28%. As we've been reporting all year long, strikes in Korea really hurt the bottom line. Toyota recently announced that it will be adding its pre-collision system with full braking from Lexus across the entire Toyota lineup. And now Ford just announced it's going to have a very similar system. The system uses a camera and radar to warn the driver if the car will hit a pedestrian, and if the driver does not act, it will apply the brakes automatically. The technology will first be available in Europe on the 2015 Mondeo, but it will spread to other Ford and Lincoln products around the world. We are willing to bet that the Lincoln MKZ could be the first vehicle in the U.S. to offer the system, since it shares the same platform as the Mondeo. So does the Fusion. But wouldn't it make more sense to give it to Lincoln first? Terra Motors is a Japanese manufacturer of 2- and 3-wheel electric scooters, and that might be the best application for an electric powertrain. And it's showing off two new models. The first is called the A400i and has a range of 60 kilometers. That's about 37 miles. Interestingly, it'll first be offered in Italy. The other model is called the Bismo 2, a commercial bike with a range of about 150 kilometers. That's about 93 miles. And it can carry a load of up to 65 pounds, not including the driver. You know, electric scooters are very practical since you can usually remove the battery and take it into your apartment or home to charge it up. In China, electric scooters have taken over the market, and we expect to see this happen all over the world. Hey, don't forget to join us for Autoline After Hours tonight. Our special guest is Dave Parachek, the chief engineer on the all-new Ford Mustang. If you've got questions you're dying to ask Dave about the Mustang, shoot us an email and send it to viewermail@autoline.tv. We're going to get going live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time tonight, and we'll give you a front row seat for some of the best insider discussions in the industry. But that wraps up today's show, and thank you for watching.